understand that for the current context, I said 10% of your current population will rise to the level 1. I said that the balance of the new society level 1 will fit approximately 600 million in the middle half of this century with a separation of the natural cycle of reincarnations. Your society in the current context of zero level uses energy and materials highly harmful to the planet and its life forms aggregate, that is, reached a point that you're smashing your own home. This planet is poorly distributed, many societies live by recycling their own misery, with no chance of development, flattened by a regime in which only the chosen may have opportunities for development and comfort. Everything in the development of a planet at this present stage depends on applied technology homogeneously. Planets with nature far less exuberant than the Earth, retains populations of up to 20 billion people living comfortably. A planet in the cosmos is like an island in the sea, can be productive and well-managed or to be barren and inhospitable. The new society level 1, aided by advanced techniques, may increase in number of inhabitants for many more than there are today, without damaging the planet. But this will be conscious planning of your new society as a whole. Your governments want to reduce populations for failing to control the demand for resources they would like in the current context of use of energy and materials commercially advantageous. They are losing control and decided to take drastic measures. What they do not know is that this selection will happen anyway, including them, not drastically, but in a natural way in this new era. Citing again the saying, there will be separating the wheat and tares, taken from the ancient philosophical guides left here by your settlers, they were preparing you for this state, and the process has already begun. Mythi, they say the HAARP system is being finalized with a transmitting station in Antarctica and will be extremely powerful weapon. Will the CG do something about it? We know of plans, as the Pleiadians infiltrates in several areas. The HAARP system is a crude attempt to influence your ionosphere, is not like force field. He is part of your long list of dirty solutions. Do you have atomic missile exploded in the Van Allen radiation belt with dire consequences and will now messing with the sensitive balance of thy ionosphere to block radio frequencies, opening holes for the passage of high energy levels, intercept missiles and produce fields of transmission of frequencies to trigger mutations and block various brain functions. But see, the functioning of this system is very touchy. If some of these stations switched off for reasons of earthquakes or tsunamis, system loses redundancy and may result in further damage and get out of control. This will be the last attempt to dirty used by this colony, for there is no more time for this type of military initiatives. This system would be useful if used in the real sense of the designer Tesla, as the global distribution of energy, climate control plan, creating a global network of real-time communication, among other uses, but unfortunately this is not the intention. The intention is to get control over all nations by the power of the technology used to threaten and surrender. The Community Galactica has no plans to interfere because it already has projected that this initiative will not have long to live in this rearrangement of the planet. We will continue with the hope that your governments ponder their actions in this passage of age, but be prepared for the ramblings of an elite that is about to lose the throne and the millenarian power to dictate its rules. Video 80, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 80, June 20, 2012. These are brief comments by Mythi in conversation about the main points today. Xvuxnap 396653.jpg Xvuxnap 395243.jpg Xvuxnap 395647.jpg Xvuxnap 395987.jpg Xvuxnap 396184.jpg Xvuxnap 396431.jpg Those who are speculating on this triangular patch on the surface of the sun are right to say this is a portal. This was a further feature of the sun that would be better explained by those skilled Krulians. The suns represent the equilibrium points of its adjacent systems and are therefore the focus of high energy detectable over long distances. The Krulians mainly long ago developed a system for the activation of portals connecting the suns on major routes to all corners of the galaxy where the movement of large ships is necessary. Usually they're as careful not to expose the portal to the colonies have not integrated, but you, with all the probes sent for observation, would register at some point the open gate. It never stays open long, usually only about 30 minutes between opening and closing, but this time, for some reason it has been apparent for many hours. That's enough for you to register it clearly with your probes. Your AO in Anaza and consequently your governments are familiar with this gateway for quite some time, and will not affirm nor deny its existence because they prefer to keep quiet about what they do not want to officially become public. Not up to me to explain it, but since the matter became public, okay. See, your government did not erase those images deliberately. They are deliberately leaving some edges to fall into the public domain, thereby causing misinformation, as there is no official definition for such images. This special portal in the sun is used for very large ships and even whole planets, because they require an enormous heavy transport energy demand to maintain a large vortex bending enabled. For the record, there is also a great gateway for the transfer of raw materials installed in the upper pole of Saturn, managed by Camelopidalis, but is not used for regular spacecraft traffic. The Inner NASA also has long been aware of it. Long ago, about a billion years, there was a great process of preparing the Earth for future colonization. The size of your moon was then calibrated and adjusted its orbit to provide the ideal balance to the planet's climate. The ratio between the average distance from Earth to the moon, and the average distance from Earth to the Sun, as well as the relationship between the diameters of the Sun and Moon, is a constant. For this adjustment was made, large ships had to be transferred here to perform the job. That is when the portal was created especially to your Sun. In our vast universe, with all that has been done, almost nothing was covered. For the record, this portal was the path used by the planet Pleiadians or Enoch to be transported here. It was the first planet to be teleported to this quadrant of the galaxy. The mother ship Krulians, among other big mother ships, also can only be transferred through the solar portal due to its physical size and volume. All other ships that you have detected orbiting near the solar surface are over 70 different races that currently travel through your solar system. They use the sun to recharge their energy concentrators. If you are traveling from nearby suns of your galaxy, most ships can open their own gateways to transfer to their target planets, and when they do, they approach the sun to get the amount of energy required for this operation. You will see many times the planet Enoch near the sun during this year. It is the site of lowest gravitational influence of the system. With respect to the system Nibiru, little I can comment for now, but you will soon have official news of his approach. It will be very visible, but its influence is not as great as would have been last year. Thanks to interference from Krulians, the behest of the CG, the system Nibiru will pass farther from the Earth's orbital position, avoiding a large gravitational influence. Your sun is reversing the polarity as it approaches the plane of the equator of the galaxy, so their behavior will be much more violent during this event. The bunkers built by your elites, not for war or under nuclear attack, are to survive the high solar radiation that could happen. These high radiation may overheat the core and magma of the planet, making the entire planet's crust, including oceans, extremely unstable. These events are the ones that your elites really fear. It has no way been controlled by any earthly technology. Hiding in bunkers is the only plausible outlet for them. The Arcturians, Camelopidalis and Sirius are working hard on finalizing shelters for the non-elite, estimated at 32% of the current population. If the acts mentioned in the schedules of your governments are actually put into practice this year, no one knows exactly what your governments are going to do with the HARP system, because there are many possibilities for misuse of this system. We will be watching and proceeding according to the situations created. Very important, do not believe in any false flag alien attacks. As I said formerly, if some alien race sought to attack the planet, you would not have any time to worry about it or to react in some way. Video 81, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 81, June 23, 2012. Here are some answers to questions that bring together hundreds of emails about these issues. Some friends ask, Mithy, much has been said based on ancient scriptures. One issue that is common to them all is the presence on earth of angels and archangels in moments of our history. This has some truth. Angels and archangels are your elder brothers. They are those who help care for younger ones. If a level 8 Krulians descend on earth, you would interpret as an archangel because that is what his presence would convey to your soul, and also to mine. I'm level 5, say that I am only an ordinary older brother with much more experience and some goodwill. Never underestimate you, you are a living being, and this is true for all eternity. You as an individual are immortal. Every spirit when it is created, has a unique and specific signature, it is printed in the iris of your eyes. So when the old saying that the eyes are the mirror of the soul is true, this same signature will accompany us, until we get to the unknown maximum point of creation, in the many billions of years hence. Interesting information is that if you make now a database with all the signatures of the iris, can identify the same person in any incarnation that it has in the future, after this date. If your grandfather comes in the future as your child or grandchild, you would know. Much still to learn. Mithy, if in the process of rescue mentioned we are approached by the Greys, what shall we do? Escape? Attack? As I said earlier, you make a wrong idea to generalize all Greys. There are breeds Greys that convey an almost angelic peace to your standards. They are very advanced races, but always seem to children, by the kindness and gentleness that they convey. As to your own planet, there are human of all kinds. Many can even be considered as a disease. There are Greys of level 1 that are still problems with regard to a harmonious and balanced socializing with other races. These are those who join the reptilians to barter favors and technology. The dark Grey belong to some societies 0 level that simply steal the technology for their groups. An important tip, when you want to feel what a being is, try to look directly into his eyes. Ask him to take off the dark lenses if he is using, he will know why and will not deny, if he have nothing to hide you. Moon Ami Mars asks, we call the new planet Enoch, but I wonder if that's what the native Pleiadians call it. Well, you call Enoch Adiarasis and some other names, but they call his planet in a way whose sound is Taos. Friend Lookbr, among others, makes many questions about diet and cholesterol. What is the diet recommended to us in this change of age? Food on your planet for many decades is compromised by chemicals and preservatives very harmful for your health, but healthy for the cash of food industries. If the food offered to you would be healthy, you could eat carbohydrates, proteins, sugars and fats, as want to. Of course, moderation would be buoyed by your own anatomical shape, which generates comfort for each individual. The humanoid body is extremely versatile to take only what you need and dispense food that is excessive. The biggest problem in your current eating habits is the cumulative effects of certain substances. Try to consume fresh fruits and vegetables, proteins from known sources, and animal fats instead of hydrogenated vegetable fats. You can imagine that I should not talk about animal consumption, but for the current physical context of the planet inhabitants, the consumption of animal protein is necessary for the balance of biological type created by your current DNA. With the changes planned for the next stage of the planet, this dependency of fat and animal protein will decrease but will still take thousands of years to be completely eliminated. On the subject of cholesterol, it is a myth generated by an error of interpretation that has generated and still generates a lot of profit for your pharmaceutical industry. There is no good cholesterol, and bad cholesterol, which you call so, is the same element. When it is not activated being used for repair body cells, it is called by you good cholesterol, HDL, and when it is activated, fighting an inflammatory or reconstructive process and accumulates in places where the body needs it, you call it bad cholesterol, LDL. It's how you say that the fireman in the garage is good and what comes out to rescue a victim is bad. Totally illogical. 26% of all the cholesterol existing in humanoid body is in the brain. Cholesterol synthesized a series of substances needed for nerve cells, so the anti-cholesterol can lead to large losses of memory. When your body needs repairs, Your liver sends the amount of cholesterol needed to repair and to fight free radicals and infections, maintaining the integrity of the tissues at the cellular level. The humanoid body would not work without it because above all he synthesizes vitamins in cell membranes, so fighting it is to play against your own team. If your cholesterol level is high, it is because your body needs high amount of it for repairs being made. Artificially reducing these levels is to deny the body the number of firemen necessary for emergency care. The reduction induced by medications eventually leave your body without the raw material needed to work properly, and this will lead to more serious problems in the future. But the myth of cholesterol generates high profits, millions of drugs sold every day, and you will continue to be deluded about the ideal levels recommended, colluded by your physicians. But rest assured that all this deception has its days numbered. A new phase of truth and integrity must be established on the planet, and all these leeches will be gradually removed from the new scenario. Video 82, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 82, July 7, 2012. Again, here are some answers to questions that bring together hundreds of emails about these issues. Mythy, several people are claiming that the planet Neptune is the wandering planet as described in the prophecies. Is this justified? The dwarf star or planet X is not the planet Neptune as some of you are saying. The planet Neptune and all the others will have their new orbits defined, as I had said some time ago. Neptune is getting more influence from dwarf star than all the other planets, and this is causing a reaction more significant in its orbital behavior. The planet Pleiadians will become part the system, and the dwarf star will pass through the system and will go away. Changing agent frequency of the entire solar system will be marked by a reversal to the opposite hemisphere of your galaxy. Just to remember, one Aegea is a complete revolution of the galaxy around its own axis in approximately 200 million years. Each change of age, all the solar systems that are approximately 16 degrees to the plane of the galaxy move to the opposite hemisphere. And it will happen exactly this coming December. See the importance of the event that your generation will witness. Only here the most 200 million years will any human being alive to witness a change of age again. Mythy, your previous dissertation on cholesterol has generated many other issues. Could you give us some tips on what more important is belied by the pharmaceutical and food industry? The many questions on triglycerides also have been answered, as in the case of cholesterol, escape of all hydrogenated vegetable fats, they are not completely metabolized by the body and so cause deposits. The high level of triglycerides is directly proportionate intake of processed foods with these fats. Reducing consumption will reduce the levels automatically. The milk you buy in the market is sure that is not healthy at all. Have a bit of good census, using simple math, and verify that the production of milk distributed by your industries require an amount 10 times greater than all existing dairy cows on your planet. That is, 90% of the milk is distributed from artificially flavored water and other mineral products. Calcium artificially added. That synthetic milk is not absorbed into bones or skin by solar energy, is actually a cumulative effect on the kidneys. Inevitably, cause kidney stones and failure in adrenals. The milk sold in the markets today is poison, no exceptions. The milk of known origin, coming directly from farms, is very healthy and totally beneficial to the body. The true milk is used for the production of derivatives with a higher added value as butter and cheese. The gluten has an important feature. It hinders the reproduction of nerve cells by increasing the surface tension of the membrane. This causes a four-staging of the brain, among other extremely damaging effects. Is therefore also a poison purposely included in your diet. The natural oils found in nuts, coconuts, avocados and seeds eaten fresh, are very beneficial for health, well being used for the metabolism of important minerals and vitamins needed by the body. The fresh green vegetables are rich in calcium and iron, which are naturally absorbed without causing cumulative effects. The raw cold-pressed oils, these can be used without problems for health, but are methods of low productivity with your rudimentary technique of industrialization, therefore uneconomic for the cash of your industry. Another major problem is the use of transgenic seeds for the production of edible oils. It is a chronic problem for even cold-pressed oils of these seeds, because they will contain DNA from insects and other hybrids in its formulation in any way. Try cooking with minimal or nothing of processed vegetable oils. The refined less bad is the sunflower, rice and peanuts. Try using animal fats like butter or vegetable fat such as coconut for cooking. In the case of coconut, walnuts and chestnuts in general, they do not contain transgenic elements and is completely pure. Mythy, the climate in different regions of the planet is totally out of context. Extreme temperatures, droughts, floods, strange mists, something has already begun? Yes, I think your government is not required to warn you. Anyone from now will feel in their own skin the changes on the planet. Therefore, any amateur astronomer can observe, because the stellar quarters are changing rapidly. The constellations, you know, just have the mythological form when seen from the angle of your planet, do not have the same meaning when viewed from different angles, that is, there is no real meaning for them except as a reference. Your astronomers could observe the changes of position with ease. The angle of rotation of the planet is adjusting quickly because we are almost reaching the zero point of the equatorial plane of the galaxy. Watch your moon, it seems to be declining its axis, but, instead, is the Earth that is. The average citizen, so unfortunately he closes his eyes until he began to feel the changes in the skin or stomach. Virtually all crops on the planet will suffer the consequences of climate change, cold where it was warm and hot where it was cold. Your governments know this and are super-stocked food for the next 2 years, minimum time it takes to restart the climate to new cycle known to enable new planting in their corresponding climatic regions. After the tectonic restructuring, and the resulting initial chaos, governments will have to deal with people wanting food, shelter and medicine. For that some are already well prepared to contain these populations. It's all very in your face, is impossible, that many cannot see. But none of this will change the fate of development of each of you. We, and your many friends from distant places, we're here to try to minimize the consequences and restart this colony. Mythy, there are many messages from channels such as Pleiadians messages, Rise Humanity, and Allies of Humanity. You the only contact, the only representative from the CG to this world? I'm not representative of the Community Galactica, and would not be a function that would please me. I just tell how things are, the way they are. I'm a scientist, not a public relations. I'm not here to judge, only to observe and work. Many of you ask me about other people who speak with contacts from other planets. You see, many of them can actually be communicating in some way mentally. The problem is the messages. As the contents of these messages is easy to understand when it comes to dreams. Contents type, religious doctrinal and occultism, by saying multidimensional beings, will save all, we are a military council of a particular planet or constellation, are certainly daydreams. You have to use your own consensus to decide on the truths that converge with your intuitions. Any well-intentioned message that leads to thinking about the welfare of your fellows and aura of your planet, should be welcomed. It is sent by aliens or by your fellow humans. Just do not get carried away by fantastic stories from other dimensions. Mythy, you are always very technical, you never talk about love, never philosophizes about anything, as is your spiritual side? Well, I think that discuss philosophies of life is useful, depending on the stage of the occasion and opportunity. Love is not debatable, it is the direct result of your behavioral actions and of your inner thoughts about everything that surrounds you. Love is not a feeling, is a state of development. When you increase your understanding of the universal context, the more you come to admire and respect everything that is part of this incredible creation. Unconditional love is not ideal, is a simple mental state. Admire and respect is loving and understanding. Therefore, understanding leads to love. No use philosophizing about love to whom has not reached the level of comprehension needed to understand what you're really talking about. Many of you are understanding more comprehensively your relationship with the universe, and this will help increase your energy level, which will make your aura brighter due to the love of knowledge. The state of inner happiness is directly proportional to your state of consciousness developed by quantum comprehension of you within the universal context. The fear of the unknown and lack of answers will be gradually replaced by love, real and conscious. With patience and determination to find the light, with due respect to everyone and everything that surrounds you, you will gradually getting there. Video 83, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 83, July 12, 2012. Again, here are some answers to questions that bring together hundreds of emails about these issues. Mythi, many friends want more details on upcoming events. You could tell us something more enlightening? Those who hoped for apocalyptic events were frustrated and reacted so childish, not understanding that, in fact, you were much helped in this important crossing. You remember last year that even your space station had to be evacuated and your space program was discontinued. Your governments knew what would happen and were caught by surprise by the events that followed. You did not lose your network of satellites and your space station last year by the intervention of Krulians, by a neutralization of the comet Ilnan, and the backwardness of the system Nibiru. But now it's time the event will not be alleviated, at least that is what is recorded, and is the event for which the underground shelters were planned for them. The sun is reversing its poles and it will generate large spontaneous bursts of high power to be directed to the alignment of the Earth gravitational tunnels that is already positioning aligned with the equator of the galaxy, greatly weakening the magnetic field of the planets in all solar systems that are changing hemisphere. So, that's not going to be a normal solar cycle, one happens every full rotation of the galaxy. Remember the previous recommendations on how to protect yourselves if these bursts reach your region: not out in the sun during the day, go out only at night. Many places will be very dry and fires can spread very easily. See, the planet will expand, it may be up to 5% larger in diameter due to the expansion of the magma under the effect of high radiation. You know what this will entail: the rearrangement of tectonic plates and the resulting earthquakes, tsunamis and volcanism. Not only the planet Earth will expand, all the planets of the system will suffer the same heating process. Your continents have this distribution today because the planet has expanded many times in many cosmic cataclysms that have happened in its history. Much of the Pleiadians who live on planet Earth are being transferred to the Taus, therefore, seems that the cycle completion is near. Only the many units Pleiadians of control and rescue fleet are circling the planet. Scientists and supporting staff of Base Antarctica will also be transferred to Taus. The base will continue in full operation with the specialized staff in its maintenance. 180 units Arcturian who run the various underground bases will work for the redemption. Our fleet will be divided among Pleiadians and Arcturians because we partake of the two operations as a liaison and operational control. The last guard of your elites will be the war plan to be initiated at any time, since the HARP system will not work, because if connected during high solar activity its antennas will be destroyed. Your elites know that they will be isolated, without monetary control, no control of communications, and they want to take advantage of it because the masses have nowhere to run, except for their claws. They will try to maintain power by force, which is the only resource for which they prepared enough in these last years. I believe do not need to repeat everything I said earlier for these events, so be prepared, as you can, to face the facts. Try to stock up on basic food and medicines for a year or two, because if there is no quick rescue, you and your family can survive without major problems until things begins getting back to normal. If your area is too cold, try to plan to go to places with warmer temperatures, since no electricity or gas, may be difficult to beat the cold. Distance from major cities and urban centers. Many very large spacecraft are crossing the solar portal these days. Do not know the details of the plans of CG, but it seem a major operation being organized. The Camelopardalis and Sirius are also very active in the system. Great movement also on the route Earth-Mars. Many ships with operators Greys are moving between bases of your governments and Martian bases, performing transportation of cargo. I've never seen the system as busy as now. I'll be passing the coordinates of all the friends that can help in the work for our navigating officer, so he put the data in the system of the fleet. So until your communications work, we are getting the coordinates. This is not a guarantee but a great possibility of redemption in the most affected regions.